What up, doe? Chill with me. Top tier podcast. No, man. What up, doe? My non-singing ass. Wake your ass up. Good morning, battle rap world. All right. So I decided to just talk about Chrome 23 on this episode, next episode, full attention as it should be on King of the Dots Stay Forever card. I didn't want to cheat it. It's a 2-day event. It's the most important card, ever really, like as far as its importance and based on who it's representing, your family, and really just, a whole community that really took a huge blow when the news that Pat Stay was no longer with us, when that moment happened. So I want to give that its undivided full attention. So I will not be talking about that on this episode. You know what I'm saying? Because I haven't watched day two. I'm pre-recording. Obviously, this is on a Sunday, so I gotta watch day two, and then I got you guys middle of the week. You guys will not go without that. But for right now, Chrome 23 anniversary card. I was watching that as it happened. On paper, it looked very promising. It looked like it could have been one of the top two or three cards of the year based off of quality of matchups and performances. Not gonna hold you. There was no really good back and forth on this card, man. I think the closest thing we got to a solid back and forth. I don't even know. I don't even know. Like, I just felt like it was a lot of one-sided affairs in this battle, in this event. And that's not Remy's fault either. Like, again, she is doing everything right. It's just the people, there's people in her that is surrounding her, whether it's staff, whether it's the MCs underperforming or choking, or whether it's, issues with streams. People that are surrounding her are letting her down. I think her thought, her mindset going into this shit is dope. I think her outlook on battle rap, on kind of giving it a little more class, giving it a little more professionalism, doing things that other leagues wasn't doing, like these promo runs to different media outlets outside of just the standard battle rap outlets, utilizing her resources, having a makeup team, putting the women that were in the tournament and, customized, like, what was it, like joggers and sweatpants and jackets and shit, picking like these venues where the lighting looks amazing, and having even down to like the host, like they had Direk and Yoshi. I thought that was a dope pairing. Yoshi's a lot more, just out there with her opinions. A lot of, she's young, enthusiastic, and she talks her shit. Direk, obviously one of the goats, in the community, and really knowledgeable, well spoken, and can really be a lead host and lead anchor even when there's chaos amongst them. I think that's really dope to have that pairing. So like, she's hitting all the buttons, bro. It's like when it's time to bring it home, either the performers don't bring it home, or it's something within the production, whether it's audio, video, or wherever the fuck that was going on with the server at Rap Grid. It was just it just she I Remy, if you listen, man, don't stop. Like, you really you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing, and you learn from your mistakes. So just don't quit, man. Don't quit. I need people to rally around her. I need all this other shit, the servers, the producers, the filming crew, the staff, the battlers. I think y'all gotta pull y'all weight because she pulling hers. All right, that's how I'm gonna open up before I even get to the actual battles, because I see people kind of slamming her, and she has been nothing short but amazing. Jumping in the spaces with the space cadet niggas, interviews on Joe Budden. I'm like, she doing it, bro. She doing it. It's really, I don't know, man. It's like, what's the shit with Friday? Like, you can never have too Kool-Aid, no sugar, cereal, no milk. It's like, she can't get all the ingredients that she needs to make the perfect meal just yet. But let's get into the battles, man. 25K was on the line for the final, the tournament. Caution versus C3. I thought Caution started out pretty well. I thought her first round was really good, actually. I would say pretty good. I wouldn't say really good. I don't like to use, you know, words too loosely. Thought it was pretty good. I thought it was beatable, but I thought it was pretty good. And I liked her pacing. I like that she had better crowd control than most for someone. This looked like her real first big stage battle, like as far as like the actual stage. She was comfortable. She didn't look out of place or anything like that. I thought her material was good too. Like, she has a couple lines in there that was really dope to me. I think C3 weathered the storm in a way that once she kind of made things even, about time she got like midway in her first and she landed something that was heavy. And the crowd reacted to it, and like people on Caution's side were saying that's one. I'm like, okay, that's one, but she still got time to add to that, and she did. Like, she had time to add to, even though it was, you know, everybody always say that's one when you probably done landed two or three before then. You know how that shit go. Like, that's one. That's no, that nigga, that's four. You relax. You know what I'm saying? So, I think C3 might have edged that round. I don't think that round was clear, though. I think I would have to watch that one back one more time to really tell you how I feel about that one. But no, I felt like the energy was with C3, and it was up to Caution to get it back. The crowd was fresh. It was there. That was the first battle. They ready to cheer for just some dope shit. I don't think at this point they had favorites or anything. They just want to hear some good material. So it's about how you recover from that. C3, second round was her best round. And if you had her edging the first, then it's nothing to talk about in the second. So she did what she did. Caution's second round wasn't as good. By the time we got to the third, I feel like people already made their mind up. Because to be honest, I gave Caution the third. C3 did a lot of freestyling, like a lot of run-on sentences, just a lot of bullshit, and it almost cost her, at least I thought. That's why, man, judging is kind of tricky, because I'm shocked nobody, because you could have argued that Caution got the first. You could have. The large discrepancy in points, though, however, I thought motherfuckers was bugging. Somebody said, like, what was it, 31 to 49? Some just wicked shit. I'm like, she had one standout round. The second round from C3 was the round that separated them. I don't think the third was a separation. I actually thought she lost that round. Thought the first round was a little more debatable than people are making it. But be that as it may, I had C3 winning 2-1. And she won. She won. So it wasn't no robbery or nothing like that. I long ago said it. I said, yo, she replacing Couture to go against 40. If she somehow beats 40, she's going to probably win the tournament. Because she's a vet. This is like all the payoff. And it just happens to people who work. This is what happens. All that road work she done over the past few years. I said, like, there's probably only maybe five people in her world that's more active than she is over the past 4 to 5 years. Like, I'm talking about on the grassroots level, too. So I'm talking about, you got Danny, who's always outside, Dre Dennis, who's always outside, A-Ward, Chef Trez, and then it's her. Like, if you got a road, if you're in the grassroots league and you're booking in the past 3 years, about three out of the five names I said don't touch your platform, or at least should have. Like, C3, Dre Dennis, A-Ward, Chef Trez, and Danny Myers are always outside, bro. They are always outside. So, you know, and they don't cheat you either. You know what I'm saying? One thing I say about those five, for the most part, they don't really cheat you out of performances either. So they're giving you quality shit while being booked a lot. So it's good to see them reap the benefits, get the rewards, and yeah, I think Caution now like has separated herself from all the other ones over there at RBE. So like she's the lead dog. Like she's battle tested now. She got the war wounds now. She officially got the war wounds. You go against Bonnie twice. You go against QB and C3. Like QB and C3 are like top 10 women of all time. Like top 10 women of all time. Like I don't know where you got. Like I'm not saying they're top five, but they definitely top 10. Like QB, definitely top 10. C3, top 10. She might be more like seven, between 7 and 10, but she top 10. She in there. Like she done put in too much work not to be. So Caution to win against top 10 all time women. It's really nothing none of these other youngins can say to her. Like she gonna get the rest of y'all out of there. She gonna get the rest of y'all out of there. So shout out to Caution for making it to the finals. The first lady of RBE, the queen over there, and shout out to C3. Long overdue. Got your bread. Yeah, it was cool. S next matchup. What was next? Was Vixen? I don't know if Vixen and I felt like they were second actually, but I'm just gonna go with Oath Official and Prestavia, just for the sake of it. I'm gonna say this. I got this one wrong. I thought Official was gonna for sure win. I was like confident. I was just like, man, you know, Prestavia gets a little too layered with schemes and building. When she's on the stage, and that shit just never translate. That proven to be true. If you watch the third didn't hit like that because she was back to her kind of her old ways of trying to paint a picture and build a story with a lot of good rapping and a scheming and like a theme to it. But those first two rounds, my goodness. Yeah, no, Official, you lost that one, man. I'm not gonna hold you, Official. I'm not gonna hold you. You gotta take that L with you back to New Orleans. That was bad. So what happened was Prestavia went first, kind of out the gate wilding, but by the middle and end towards the back end of her round, she was really letting off a full clip. And one thing that had me a little fooled, I got bamboozled in this battle because Official came out the gate with like two haymakers back to back, had Jazz and her entourage going crazy. And I was like, okay, we got a battle, I think, or something to that effect. Soon as I said that, bro, she said, Official said some, oh, she was saying some mid, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. She was saying some mid. It was mid, and from that point on, we went into the second round, and Prestavia elevated to another level. That second round was the death knell right there. And at this point, Official once again like had started off hot. Well, the first round she started off hot with those two haymakers, and she lost steam. Second round, she really never got back in the game, bro, because people were still talking about Prestavia second. So by that point, I'm more so looking like, is this gonna be a 30? Am I gonna have to play it for New Orleans? Am I gonna have to play the
Hello darkness, my old friend?
Like, am I gonna have to play it? I ain't wanna play it, man. I ain't wanna play it. I was thinking like, damn, if this gonna be a 30 ball, one thing I didn't want, I didn't want Poncho ass being right. Poncho calling on the show. He predicted Prestavia with a 30 piece. I thought he was insane. I thought he was like bugging out, like 30? Official on a big stage, Prestavia? Like I just seen her battle J2. I don't think she got what it takes to a 30 official. But then I'm looking at that second round, y'all said. Look at that second round. I don't know. And then, like I said, Official goes and it just ain't it. And so, like I said, I'm thinking.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come.
Like, I was. But third round happens, and I thought she took her foot off the gas. Again, Prestavia with this long build-up, like, talking about DNA and all. It was just, I gave a fish that round. I think she squeaked by. She said enough, like, cool stuff to get that round. But this goes back, man. This goes back to my problem with Official. She, like, her style, she ain't really updated shit. She ain't really updated shit. Like, 90% of her shit sounds like it could have been said 4 years, 5 years ago. And we're in battle rap has a, in 5 years, battle rap has evolved so much, like, far as content, structure, and patterns, and, you know, different tempos and things like that. And pacing is just, you can't really get some of that stuff off. Now, she might run into one every now and then, like she did early in the first. But a lot of shit she said in this battle would have hit in like 2017, 2016, 2017. It just don't hit because I don't know where she be at, but a lot of that stuff been said or set up in such a generic way that even if the punch is crazy, because she had some dope punches in the third that even Prestavia was like, no, that was dope. But she had, it's her way to get there. And I'm going to get to Vixen with this, but her and Vixen kind of got that same problem. It's like they got these bailout patterns is what I call them. When they feel like the crowd or they feel like they shit ain't hitting, they make sure they implement a bailout pattern and flow. Tools gripping the bulls, dipping, like, you know what I'm saying? A-Ward does it too. Like they got that, you know, I guess you call it the AMG, the K-Shine, the Sir, or whoever. But it's one of those, and it's just like, if you're not saying nothing really, really crazy, when you in that pocket, it's going to fall so flat, so flat. And it did, and she got cooked, but she ain't get bodied, but she got cooked pretty bad. And, you know, shout out to Prestavia for being a class act, sending some kind words to Official. I thought that was dope, so... Yeah, we're going to move on. Vixen versus A-Ward. I got to play it now. Vixen, you were good, but...
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision... that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
Yeah, if it wasn't a body, it was damn close. Now it might have been, man. I ain't gonna hold you, because first round wasn't really that close. Second round, she fought back a little bit. It was his night. I picked him to win. He won, but I didn't think he was going to win that impressively. A-Ward, Aaron Ward, you are a different human being, boy. You about to, hey, you ain't battling no more women if you're going to be like that. You don't know how to act around women, bro. That's clear. I don't know how you got married. You don't know how to act around women. Like, she should divorce you, probably. I'm going to be honest with you. Cause if like, let's say people convinced you that you did lose to Big K, like, what type of bars you be giving the lady? If you giving Vixen, and this was weeks removed, like, any lady, any woman in your presence after the Big K battle, what were you saying to them? The fuck was that, man? Like, what? Like, I hope you, I'm recording this on a Sunday, man. I hope you asking God to forgive you. I'm hoping you asking for forgiveness today. That was clinical. Like, I don't know. He hit a couple of pockets I ain't never seen him hit before. Like, a little couple of flow switch ups. He was everything. He was literally everything. my dumbass was talking about on Friday, like, yo, man, sometimes when a person got so many different tools, they might pick the wrong one. So he must have heard me and said, you know what? So just in case I do pick the wrong one, I'm going to use all of them. So I'm going to hit on something. So he had jokes in there. He had punching in there. He reverse punched. He had like little schemes. He's had angles. He had a shots. He threw shots at Verb. He did it all. Man, the big dogs got to come out for him, man. The big dogs got to come out for A-Ward, bro. The big dogs got to come out for A-Ward. Vixen was actually pretty solid. But this kind of reminds me of the Loso battle. And that's so ironic. But it's like she did good, but nobody's going to remember that she did good. It's one of those. Nobody's going to remember she did good. Unfortunately, though, she's like a more modern day version of Official. Like, if Official to me, sometimes her material dates back, I'm going to say, let's say about 7 to 8 years ago. Like, a lot of shit that Vixen does is like pre-COVID, like 4 to 5. Like, in that pocket, in that groove that she got. It's like, especially coming from her, because some of her best moments since she's been one of the main, I will say she's been one of the top three women in battle rap for the past 3 years. Like, actively the top three. Like, you can add 40 in there maybe 1 year and take her out, and you can insert Coffee in there 1 year and take her out. You can add Jazz this last year and then take her out. But who remained in that top three, that rotation, has been Vixen, in my opinion. So we've seen her hit a lot of highs during this run. The problem is, when you see her so much, you don't feel like you've seen a different version of her. And that's what I'm trying to say between her and Official. Like, I feel like I know what I'm getting. Right? It's like you go to the same play. Like, they ain't switching up nothing in this play that you ain't seen. Like, they ain't really. Like, it's a good play. People already enjoy it, so why change anything? That's what it's looking like with Vixen. But actually, you know, it's falling apart, and she does need to change some things. She needs to get into, like, even from her approach to how she starts around, like, all of it gives me just the same feel. And she's a top tier now, so you cannot be doing that, you know. You just can't be doing that. You can't be doing that at this level. Not at this level. But that was that, man. I guess we can get... No, let's go to Hustle and Shuni. Hustle got a 30. Pretty simple. I thought Shuni material was actually good. Shuni, your material was good this battle. Especially the first and second round. You just gotta be Shuni sometimes. Shuni just gotta be Shuni, don't she? She just gotta fuck up. Gotta just stop and get a swigs of water. Like, come on, man. I thought the first round was probably the closest round to me. After that, it was all Hustle, man. All Hustle. I got Hustle with a 30 piece. There was like a little minor altercation with the entourages, but it didn't take away from the fact that I'm about to call Miss Hustle Missy Elliott. That's crazy. But she was dancing around on that stage like she was Missy. She soccer to me like you gonna do she was in that bag. She was in that bag. The metal shoe, tap dance, and all that, them little lines like that. She was having a good old time fucking them up. That was crazy. But yeah, there's really nothing too profound to say about that matchup. It could have been a much better back match, and that's what I'm talking about letting Remy down. That would have been easily the best back and forth battle on the card if Shuni gets through all her material clean. Because the material she had, even though they both use old angles, Shuni bringing up, but Shuni probably is more justified in hers because of the fight in which Miss Hustle did fight Farrah. like that's her right hand man. She ain't never had to. She's probably been holding on to this conversation to have with her for a long time, and finally got it. Now, the angle Hustle had, she's probably been waiting to get that off too. About, you know, Fettuccine recently, like beforehand, was talking to Farrah, I believe, and somehow he ended up with Shuni, and y'all ain't loyal. Like, so these angles, even though they've been done with these two, it kind of had to happen. I was hoping not, but it kind of had to. They had to have these discussions with each other, and they did. And I thought about it. I'm just like, ugh. I don't know, but shout out to Hustle, shout out to Shuni. I was about to say some other stuff. That's why I'm saving stuff for Uncut, man. It's called TTP Uncut. That's Top Tier Podcast Uncut. There will be a paywall behind that. I'm telling y'all, y'all gonna hate me. I'm not gonna have any supporters with this. I'm telling y'all now. I'm not going to have any supporters when these joints come out. And like, bro, you different. And it's just like, man, all right. But anyway, so that's how I feel about that matchup. Shout out to Hustle. Like I said, she got the 30 pretty clear to me. And that's it. Main event shit, Hitman versus Easy. Hitman versus Easy. Now, I'm going to be honest. I did pick Hitman to win 2-1. I thought they were going to split the last two. I thought they were going to split the second and third, and I felt like it was going to come down to the first round. And I was banking on Hitman having one of, like, digging back into that. We ain't got to go all the way back to like old Hitman first rounds, like that was from 2012. Even the first round versus Bill was strong, which was like, you know, what, 3 or 4 years ago, something like that. The first round versus K-Shine, I just thought he was going to have one of those really strong first rounds that I wasn't going to say it's going to be unbeatable, but you was going to have to do a lot, like a lot to match it. And, I thought snatching the quarter, it was just weird, man. It's just, I don't know. Snatching the quarter and the lines he used, and he went the quarter to take this nickel in. Like, he had some dope stuff. Now, it was dope to me, and I know, like, how some people judge. Like, if the crowd didn't give a reaction, then you somehow skew how you judge it. I thought all that was dope to me, even though the crowd, I just think he took... I think he wasn't patient enough. Like, the crowd wasn't really settled yet. All the attention wasn't on stage just yet. I can tell just by hearing the audio in my headphones while I was watching on the computer on the screen. And I was just like, oh, he kind of rushing in to get this battle started. Excuse me. He was rushing to get this battle started. He should wait until he has their undivided attention. So when he snatched the quarter and didn't get into this shit, it hit way harder, but he didn't. And it kind of took away from the dramatic effect. And that's just, I wouldn't call it a rookie mistake to a degree. Just, I don't know. Maybe he's a little too charged for this matchup. But, I thought his first round was good. Had some early hit and misses, but then like midway, when he started doing the Philly flow, when he started kind of just really asserting himself, being assertive and asserting his dominance when it comes to, you know, big boy talk and I've done this, what have you done? You know, really providing a place for the culture to thrive in and things like that. When he started getting to his bag and, you know, a little bit of the violent talk about what he'd do. Like, I like that shit, man. Hitman had a good first round. I thought the remix though was a lot to be desired. Like, I don't know, man. He ain't remixing the same, man. He ain't got older a little bit. He ain't, you know what I'm saying? He don't look as athletic. Like, he ain't gliding no more. He was kind of like, he was doing it, but he ain't really do it. But he, you know, but that's nostalgia. Like, fuck it, I'm gonna remix it. The crowd, you know, giving him the signal to like they want a remix. And then before that, he like, those braces in your face, stop acting like a bad guy. I thought he should have just did that whole run again. He should have just did it because the crowd was rocking with it when he did that. Like, those braces in your face, stop acting like a bad guy, man. Like, he should have did that shit. Put him in the air like a bad vibe. To put him in the air like a. He should have did that. I'm about to go watch that remix again. Actually, that shit, that was electrifying. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. But yeah. So he did that. He's like dug in his bag. Did the remix. Did that. He had some really good lines towards the end, and it was a good round. Good round. Like a solid. I wouldn't even say a 6 or a 7. It was actually more like a 7.5, 7.8. Like, it could have been an 8, but it was more like a 7.5, 7.8. It's a really, like, really solid. But in a battle of this magnitude against that opponent, that's not nearly enough. Because I felt like Easy kind of just snatched the crowd a little bit too fast, though. Like, I feel like the crowd was just ready for him to rap. One, and that's sometimes plays to the detriment of the artist who goes first. Like Hitman, if Hitman kind of shortens his round up, I don't think Easy gets that type of effect. Cause when his round is done, Easy always goes, yo, turn me up, turn me, like, to get in the crowd hype with him. And it's gonna hit like that when your round is long. Like, when your round is long and then he comes, like, brings, because he got a whole different voice than mostly everybody in the culture. So to the fans who are, like, untrained of what's going on, it's gamesmanship. It's like, y'all been hearing his voice for the past 4 minutes and some change. I'm literally not even about to say a bar, but y'all are going to react because y'all just, at this point, y'all just want to hear someone else speak. And it's just genius, right? You rap for 4 minutes, you rap your heart out. You leave out of there with a 7.5 type of round. I'm going to say, yo, turn my shit up and instantly get points. Like, get something on the board for that. So it's just like really good gamesmanship, yo. And he started rapping, and I would say he landed a few in there. But when he got to the basketball, I don't even think that was the first. I might be tripping. But when he got into several bags in that first round. And it just let me know that it's going to be a long night, man. It's going to be a long night. Like, I got personally Easy taking the first, even though I think he kind of, if I look back, I felt like him and Hitman traject, like they're a meter, right, where they really started taking off. I really honestly felt like it was around the same time. I don't feel like Easy was out the gate just going crazy. I feel like it took him a minute, kind of like it took Hitman a minute. But I just think the difference was Easy sustained his. Once he caught fire, he kind of stayed that way all the way to the end. I felt like Hitman caught fire and stayed like that for a pretty long time. But he rapped so long that he kind of created his own dry spots towards the end. And that's why I edged Easy in that round. Second round was pure and utter destruction. He fucked Hitman up in that round. Hitman round was cool. It was solid. It was nothing there. Nothing there. And they booed him. I believe this is when they booed Hitman. They were tired of the shit. They hit him with it.
I walked the Brooklyn till my feet hurt. Y'all niggas.
Man, boo. Tomato. Throwing tomatoes.
Yeah, they got his ass up out of there. They was booing him, man, crazy. And then that's when his energy switched. That's when he started to get a little bothered by it, even though he said he wasn't. And he cool. He used to it. You can just tell. That's when it's going, you know, something, you're going to wait till look on camera. Wait till it's on camera. That's all he kept saying. I'm just like, bro, you're not the type of battler that we got to wait for the shit to drop on camera. You not that. That's really, the whole they gonna hear it on camera shit, that ain't really you. Like, that ain't your archetype. We supposed to be feeling your shit in the moment. Like, we supposed to be feeling your bars and shit like that as it's happening. You one of them. So the fact that he kept saying that was very alarming. And then nobody really reacting to anything. That was bad, man. It was bad. Don't know what else to say. Third round fight, Easy did good, though. Easy did good. It was like a cool round. But he did just enough. So, I edged him that first and that third. I thought the second round was clear. I think Hitman was just too, I wouldn't say emotional in his feelings, but he definitely could have just, damn, I hate to say this, man, because I can't believe I'm getting this motherfucking credit. He could have just pulled to Cassidy. Yo, Cassidy, I ain't gonna lie. Cassidy, you got tough, dog. You tough as shit, bro. They would be booing the hell out of you, and he never stops rapping. Never. They can be boo. I got a gun so long, the banana clip got a banana clip. Boo. Boo. I got love from here to Los Angeles. Boo. This nigga from Philly. Get his ass out of here. Go back to Philly, you son. And when I dismantle it, it looked like an angel. Like, my nickname, Angelus. Like, you like, nigga, what? Like, man, he just be going. I'd be like, yo, gotta give it to him. He finished that round out. Like I said, I got a banana clip that got a banana clip. And when the hammer spit, because hammer spit and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? He gonna be on it. Yeah, bro, that's what you got to do, man. So next time you up, hopefully, when it's your time calling, you up, hopefully you got a better defense than that, man. Better defense than that. But now I got Easy winning. I got a poll up asking, who's next? Who's next to get Easy, try to get Easy up out of here? To me personally, the only person I got beating him outside of the tournament that finds like one is a judge battle, so you got to count that. But only person I really got him losing to, and that's super debatable, is Cal. Like, I gave Cal the first two. And I went in there not really confident that Cal could win, to be honest with you. But I thought he did. I thought how he played, I thought he played the well. But this, I never thought, I don't know why people thought Goods was going to win. That always bothered me, that people thought Goods could win. Goods never had a chance in that battle. Hitman, where he goes from here is like, who knows? Who, it's not really like he's solidified. But with Easy, it's more along the lines of who's next? Who makes sense for him? I feel like he makes smart moves. He'll play this accordingly. I think we really gotta find out what's the game plan for some of these guys. Like, what's the game plan to be Easy? That's what we gotta figure out. What's the game plan to be Easy? Cause it ain't this vet shit. It ain't this, we the same age and I've been here longer doing this. It's not that. It's a little bit of what Chess did with, like, mixed with a little bit of what Cal did. And those aren't clear wins, or even might be not even be wins to some people for those two. But they were in the fight. You know what I'm saying? With Easy. But a little bit of both. Like, I feel like Chess was just so creative with name. Like, he's more of the modern day, I'm going to fuck your name up and, like, creatively outbar you. That might be the route, but you got to be of a certain caliber. Chess is of that caliber. Obviously, a Rumney, a Fonz. Yeah, like, somebody of that caliber. Now, there has been names mentioned, like, Shug been mentioned. They've been going back and forth for a minute. John has been mentioned a lot. And now Geechee is the one that like makes the most sense, and I feel like that will happen. So I'm gonna eliminate him because I feel like that's the like the answer. He's next. He's the one. But let me just go with the and Clip's name has been mentioned recently. Now Clips is interesting. He's one I wouldn't be shocked to get it done. I just don't think he could because easy is pressure, bro. Easy is pressure because what I mean is Clips is going to have one round that's really amazing, but that might be all he really cared to prep for and put work towards was one round, and hopefully he can kind of coast the rest of the way with his writing. He's at this point, he coasts when he writes. He'll give you one, maybe one and a half, but he's going to coast the rest of the way. Easy is the last person to do that. You really could do that with because he's pressure every round. There's not like, oh, you can just tell. You can, even if it doesn't come across the way he wanted it to come across, or the fans might be, I don't know, I ain't feeling that round. You can tell the intent was to still give you wreck in that round, like if it doesn't pay off. But that's the thing. Like, I feel like he might come out the gates or still around, but you're going to need two more of those, Clips. And I don't think Clips is in the space where he's going to give you two more of those. But he got all of the qualities and intangibles. I just don't trust it. It's a trust thing with Clips. Suge could. Right now, he's got the momentum. He's got the love of the people. So, on a big stage, he can land haymakers. That's what can keep him in the ball game, is haymakers. My thing is, if you land haymakers and Easy's going to land a few too, what's next? Because every other skill set, I think Easy got him. I think Easy got the better pin, a better angler. I think he's about as good of a puncher as Suge is. So, you know, he projects well, just like Suge, just got different tones of voice. Because, like, to me, when Suge lands a haymaker, though, it is different. It's got a different, it shakes the room in a different way. It's like when Chess, like, that's when Chess, when it gets easy, when Chess was shaking the room and, like, you really couldn't do nothing about it. Like, yeah, when Suge do it, it's something the same way. So I'm not mad at that one. DNA would be my pick just because I feel like, between him and John, I know they get compared a lot. John, there's a ceiling on what he can do, I feel like. And maybe the fans be feeling like that too, because they never really embraced John like that. But John got material that can get a certain level out of there. I just haven't seen him in his opportunities against Math, Hoffa, JC, outside of the Hitman one, long, like his very, very first shot, close range, all that shit. Like, Surf didn't really pay off. Twerk got him out of there. I don't even remember how the Verb battle went. I thought he lost to Rock. Like, those big opponents, it ain't really happened for him. And I just don't know. I don't know if it's just his material or what, but it just never happens. Now, DNA, I've seen him battle Mickey Fax, the great lyricist, in a small room. Wasn't scared, didn't budge, and most people got him winning. Then he went around and battled Twerk on like a Summer Madness on a big stage. Got him out of there. He done showed you, like, I'm going to beat you where you comfortable at. I can beat you where you comfortable at. You know what I'm saying? Had Hollow in the small room in the volume. Beat Hollow pretty convincingly, too. So it's just like, I don't know. Like, he's not uncomfortable anywhere. That's kind of the first step. Because what if they want you versus Easy in the volume? Some of these guys ain't going to be ready for that. Now you say, hey, let's get you versus Easy on a big stage. Going to be this many people there. I think he's well suited to get it done. So I don't know. We'll see. Y'all tell me in the comments what y'all think. Is next up for Easy. This whole episode was Chrome 23. The next episode that's going to drop probably later on today, will be all about the Pat Stay Forever event. Wanted to separate them, give it its proper review and recap. Yeah, this event on paper, shout out to Remy. It's not her fault, man. It's not her fault. She tried, because on paper, this card looked like about an 8.5. I ain't going to hold you. Looked like about an 8.5 on a scale of 1 to 10. It ended up being, I'll be generous to say, no, I ain't going to be generous. It's about like a six. It's a six. It was a, yeah, I'm sorry. It was a six. No, it's a six, Brent. No, it's a six. Yeah. I'm trying to justify raising it up. And I can't. All right. So I'm out of here. Peace. As always, keep it battle rap. Peace and love. We are out officially.